The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Carlos Whitaker is an author, a speaker, a spider killer, and a hope dealer. We have him on this morning on SOS Radio. Speaking of Valley Bible Fellowship coming up on Sunday, March the 18th. How are you?
What is up? How are you, man?
And what is the deal with hope, Carlos? I mean, so many of us say we believe in God, and then we look to our own ability to solve our problems, and we wonder why we don't have a whole lot of hope for this world.
You know, hope is something that is absolutely in desperate need these days. I mean, we're living in a news cycle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's mass shootings, there's politics. You know that every family member is mad at something or another. We know why everybody's so mad. And I just believe that we're just in times where people need desperate hope. And so that's all I do, man. I like to say I'm a hope dealer. And it's my mission every single day to just deal hope to as many people as I can.
So, Carlos, a few years ago, you won a People's Choice Award for embarrassing your son in a viral video singing All the Single Ladies. Was that a People's Choice Award or a Dad of the Year Award?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both. Here's what's cool about that story. The video went viral, 7 million views, People's Choice Award. We're on every news channel, every news show. But at the end of the day, it allowed me to build up a platform to where I was able to spread the hope of Jesus Christ a little bit more.
So, Carlos, you spent decades just trying to end harmful habits and figuring out why you felt unworthy of God's blessings. And what have you learned about breaking damaging patterns that just keep repeating themselves? Maybe you can speak some hope to us.
Yeah, you know, man, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. Like, for too many years, I'm trying to figure out what can Carlos do in his own strength to figure out how to stop sinning. Everyone wants to stop, man. Everyone wants to stop, you know, with their addictions and affairs and anxieties and all these things that kind of keep us bound. And so finally, one day, my dad told me a story where he was preaching a revival in Panama, prayed that the Lord would clean the cobwebs from her life. And then, buddy, night number two, my dad said she came forward again. And she's like, Pastor, can you pray one more time that the Lord cleans the cobwebs from my life? So my dad said he prayed it again, Lord, clean the cobwebs from her life. And then he said, Gablitos, the last night of the revival, Miss Amita came forward and she asked me one more time, can I pray that the Lord cleans the cobwebs from her life? And my dad said, he looked her square in the eyes and said, no, we've been praying the wrong prayer. Tonight we pray he kills the spider. And I'll tell you what, my friend, when my dad told me that story, I realized that my entire life was spent cleaning the cobwebs of sin and not getting to the root of the sin, to the creator of these cobwebs. And so that's what we've got to do. We've got to move past our medicating behaviors, past the things that we think are the problem, whether it be, you know, again, alcohol, drugs, pornography, or even some of the prettier cobwebs that I like to call, like, control, lust, social media, anger, you know, body image, whatever they may be. We have to move past those things to the root core of those, which are essentially agreements that we've made with lies. And once we break those bad boys, man, the hope just fills in.
It's so much more than sin management, huh? I think that's what we get sucked into this cycle.
Yeah, man, it really is. And we spend, you know, too much time and too much money on sin management. You walk down the self-help aisle at Barnes & Noble's and that's 5 steps to a better this or that. That's the cobweb aisle. And we got to get past that stuff to the root of our problem.
We're actually going to dig in a little deeper with that and getting to that root with Carlos Whitaker. He's actually going to be speaking at Valley Bible Fellowship about that on Sunday, March the 18th. SOS Radio.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.
We have Carlos Whitaker on SOS Radio today. We're talking about all those cycles of sin that we keep getting pulled back into and those reoccurring patterns of drama that just keep pulling us back. And Carlos, what is that first step that we need to take to actually identify the spider so that we can squash it?
Yeah, so I think cobwebs are going to be easy to identify. Cobwebs are medicators. So if you don't know what your medicators are in your life, ask your family. They'll tell you. The spider is the agreement with the lie. So that's the hard thing, right? So at that point, we're going to actually start hearing from God. We're actually going to have to start journaling and asking God specific questions. I think for too many of us, our prayer life is way too generic. We don't get really specific. And so I believe when we get specific and ask specific questions and pay attention, that God is going to start answering our specific questions very specifically. And so, you know, I think that's the question we have to ask. Question number one, God, what is the agreement I've made with the lie? I mean, that's from Jump Street. You start asking that very specific question, and it may not come in a day, it may not come in a week, but I promise you, through conversations, through scriptures, through songs, and through the Lord himself, you're going to figure out, and he's going to tell you exactly what this agreement is that you've made. Once you've got the agreement, once you've got the spider down, I'm telling you what, I mean, I write this in my book, Kill the Spider. Now it's the easy part. Now you confess a lie, you reject a lie, and you replace the lie with God's truth, and that spider's dead. But the problem is that it takes a long time to get there unless you get specific. So if you're real generic, you're not going to get there. But the more specific you are in your prayer life, the more specific he's going to be.
Now, Carlos, do you feel like potential totally starts with surrender?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, I think that for so long, we're trying to reach potential by striving. And, you know, I think striving is the wrong way to do it. I think, especially in 2018, everyone's trying to hustle. The word is hustle, grind. How you doing, man? I'm so busy. I'm hustling. You know, it's not found in your striving. It is found in surrender. And I completely agree with that statement.
It's so interesting. King Solomon, he had everything. He had all the vineyards and all the palaces and everything he put his mind to, he was able to accomplish as a king. He built the temple for God in Jerusalem. And, you know, in his memoir in Ecclesiastes, he said, if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. It's such an interesting explanation for the way that we look at work, isn't it?
Yes. No, I mean, it really is, right? I mean, give a man a hammer and the whole world a nail. You know, like, oh, you just start, like, beating everything down. And it's just like, no, I mean, we have to be precise. We have to be specific. And our God, I believe, is a God of precision. And I believe he cares about where you go to lunch today. I believe he cares about what time you go to bed tonight. I believe all of those things, that conversational intimacy with Jesus, it's supposed to be normal. I mean, John 10:10, it's a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that they may have life and have it in abundance. But all surrounding that scripture, it's talking about the way the sheep hear the shepherd is they listen to his voice. Well, I think that's what we're supposed to be doing, and we don't do that. We just want to do it on our own. But the more we ask specific questions, the more God is going to be specific in his answers, and the more we're going to hear his voice.
We're talking to Carlos Whitaker on SWS Radio today, and we're actually going to be talking about what an abundant life is and how we can live life more fully and how God actually desires that for us and how tangibly we can accomplish that next. SOS.
Current events. Cutting edge. Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We've been having a dynamic conversation with Carlos Whitaker today on SWS Radio. And Carlos, what have you learned about what an abundant life actually is?
Oh, my gosh. There is more to life than we believe. You know, you've got that scripture, right, that I just said, that we may have life and have it in abundance. And then 2 Peter 5:10, it says, the God of all grace who came to in his eternal glory will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you've suffered a little, right? So, like, there's going to be suffering in our life, but the promise is that we're going to suffer a little, not a lot. And so, like, if someone's listening to this and they've been suffering a lot, that is not the promise that God has for you. And so they're supposed to be abundant. I like to tell people, I like to explain it this way. When I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, I developed adult onset asthma. So I never had asthma my entire life. I suddenly develop asthma and I can't breathe. Well, the thing is I didn't know that I couldn't breathe until my wife told me every single night that I was wheezing when I was going to sleep. And I said, what do you mean I'm wheezing? She said, Carlos, I hear you breathing like really heavy, you're wheezing. Well, I felt fine, but I went to an allergist. Well, he did a breathing test on me, and sure enough, he said I was only using 60% of my lung capacity. So he handed me an inhaler. I used that inhaler for the first time. And the second breath, after I used my inhaler, my breath and my lungs went from 60% to 100%. And I didn't even know what I was missing, but that breath was so life-giving. It was so full that I would have lived my entire life living in Tennessee only using 60% of my lungs. Because I didn't know that I wasn't breathing. And for so many of us, we don't even know that we're not breathing. We don't even know that we're not living in abundance. But the second we start breathing in abundance, the second we start living in abundance, man, I'll tell you what, you will never want to breathe at 60% again.
We're talking to Carlos Whitaker today on SWS Radio, and he's going to be speaking at Valley Bible Fellowship coming up Sunday, March the 18th. What are you going to be speaking about? What are you going to share with us?
I'm sharing on my book, Kill the Spider. So everything we've been talking about, how to really identify your spiders in your life, how to locate them, how to corner them, and how to kill them. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. I mean, it's bringing people hope, letting them know that there is freedom from, again, our addictions. There's freedom from all of the cobwebs in our lives, all the medicating behaviors. So, like, if you or if you know anybody that has been struggling to kick a habit, that's been struggling to get past those things in life, I promise you that that morning is going to be an incredible day at Valley Bible Fellowship, and we're going to be reaching into the hope that is found in Jesus Christ.
We've been talking to Carlos Whitaker today on SWS Radio, and he actually has a book. It's called Kill the Spider. It's about getting rid of what's really holding you back, and he's going to talk about that idea in much more depth over at Valley Bible Fellowship on Sunday, March the 18th. You can find more details on that at our events page over at sosradio.net.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.